Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
July 4th. It's that glorious day when we celebrate America's independence from Great Britain. And it's also my birthday. I said it's my birthday. And if y'all give me donuts again, I'm gonna hurt somebody. But despite that, there are black folks out there who have a complicated relationship with the 4th of July. You know, because of all the slavery and segregation and redlining and police brutality and Megan Thee Stallion not getting the respect she deserves. And I get that. But did you know that there was a time when July 4th was a very black holiday? In fact, there was a time when America thought black people celebrated July 4th a little too much. Here's the story. Before the Civil War, Independence Day was a day for white people to celebrate by parading around town and getting wasted on cheap booze. It was basically a Patriots game for the original Patriots. But for the growing anti-slavery movement, July 4th was a shameful day that represented America's hypocrisy. Because how are you gonna celebrate freedom when you're chaining up millions of people? That's like Britney Spears' dad throwing a party because he can write his own checks. And no one expressed this anger better than Frederick Douglass in a speech he gave on July 4th, 1852, where he told white Americans that the existence of slavery in this country brands your republicanism as a sham, your humanity as a base pretense, and your Christianity as a lie. Damn, that was a read straight from the Library of Congress. I would have been like, yeah, and your wigs look goofy as f***, your petticoats smell like horse balls, and your wood teeth got termites. Mm-hmm, with your old dying of consumption ass. Mm-hmm, I know gout when I see it. But then the Civil War happened. Ooh, and it completely flipped the script on July 4th, especially in the South. Because now, black people can actually celebrate freedom. And white Southerners were in no mood to celebrate the Independence Day of a country that had just whooped their asses. So suddenly, Independence Day became an almost exclusively black holiday in the former Confederacy. Black people had picnics, they watched fireworks, they recited the Emancipation Proclamation and the 13th Amendment, which sounds like fun, except for reading all those documents. I don't know, maybe if they put like a beat to it or something?
Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude except as punishment for crimes whereof the party shall be duly convicted shall exist within the United States.
Now it's no surprise that racist whites didn't like black people celebrating their freedom from racist whites, so they decided the party had to stop. Starting in the 1870s, white mobs began attacking black gatherings on July 4th, and soon, state legislatures passed laws banning celebrations near black neighborhoods, pushing parades out of city limits, and even forbidding street vendors from setting up food stalls in black areas. Do you know how racist you have to be to want less funnel cake? Basically, these racist lawmakers were the original barbecue Becky. And stopping black celebrations was just one part of their century-long struggle against black freedom and racial justice. So I don't know about you, but this July 4th, I'll be celebrating Independence Day as hard as I celebrate Juneteenth, as a day of freedom for all Americans. Not just because it's fun, but also it's because I get to piss off all those dead racists watching from hell. And also because it's my birthday! Now give me all that funnel cake. Happy Independence Day, everybody! Mwah!
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.